This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Port Lucia Mariner, when vague authority kills trust. What happened? The new owners of Port Lucia Mariner in Grand Bahama say the Grand Bahama Port Authority issued a stop-work order that shut down demolition for 3 days without giving a clear reason. The Mariner owners are calling the explanation they received vague and misleading. The delay is already pushing up project costs and disrupting their timeline. The communication angle. Here is the contrast that matters. One side had a decision to make, and the other side had a project to protect. Both sides failed to communicate like professionals, but one failure was far more damaging than the other. The GBP, they issued a stop work order without a clear, specific explanation. That is not a small mistake. That is a fundamental breakdown. When an authority stops someone's work, the communication obligation is immediate and precise. You do not get to be vague. Vague language from a powerful institution does not read as neutral. It reads as either incompetent or deliberately evasive. Neither is acceptable, and both destroy trust fast. What the GBPVA should have done is simple: issue a one-paragraph statement naming the exact regulation, safety concern, or procedural requirement that triggered the order. No padding, no bureaucratic softening. Just the reason, the rule, and the resolution path. We halted work on this date because of concern X, which falls under regulation Y. Here is what the owners need to submit to resume work. That is it. Short, specific, actionable. It does not leave room for the word misleading to enter the conversation. Now look at what the Mariner owners did. They went public. That is a legitimate move when an institution stonewalls you, but the framing matters enormously. Calling the explanation vague and misleading puts the GBP on the defensive, which might feel satisfying, but it also escalates the conflict publicly before private channels have been exhausted. The smarter play is to state your damage in dollars and days, name the specific information you requested and did not receive, and give the authority a public deadline to respond. That is pressure without poison. It keeps the door open while turning up the heat. The deeper lesson here is about power and clarity. When you hold the power in a situation and issuing a stop work order is an exercise of real power, your communication standard goes up, not down. You owe the other party specificity. Anything less is an abuse of that power, whether intentional or not. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on authority and clarity gives you a framework for communicating decisions from a position of power without creating the kind of vacuum that invites accusations like vague and misleading. The principle is straightforward: the stronger your authority, the simpler and more direct your language needs to be. Power does not need decoration, it needs precision. The takeaway. Before your organization issues any decision that stops, blocks, or delays someone else's work, write down the single specific reason in one sentence. If you cannot write it in one sentence, you are not ready to issue the order. Make that sentence the first line of your communication. Everything else follows from it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.